parlor.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other one went, led into a bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it had an upstairs. You went out of this bedroom upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And we had enough for three rooms up there, but they weren't all way finished up.
Mm-hmm.
But we kids slept up there when I was growing up. And then, see, I told you about the fire room. We always stayed in there. We had two fireplaces in the house.
But now, this fire room, this is where you slept, right?
No. We had one bed in there, usually. And I can't remember whether Mom and Papa slept in there or who, but we always had one bed in there, you know. We had enough for company always, because people, back when I growed up, they would have people come and spend the night with them. You don't have it too much now. But we did then, and I can remember one time when we were, when Papa was still living, there were two men who were salesmen for, was it Tarver? Or Beck and Tarver was their names, and they sold farm implements, you know. And that was 15 miles out in the country, and they were in a horse and buggy, just had a horse and buggy, you know, these two men. And Mr. Tarver was a man who had asthma and who couldn't stay out in the night air. And they'd been up and down. We lived in Raccoon Valley. That was the name of the valley we lived in. And they had been out selling up and down through there to the farmers. And it got down in the evening, and they asked to spend the night at some of the people, and they didn't let them spend the night. So they came on down, and I remember it was maybe in the fall, probably was, but anyway, he couldn't be out in the night air. Sleep in the buggy, you know, he wanted a place to stay. And I remember we were out in the front yard, probably. I think we had one of those big old lawn swings. And we were out there at night. Oftentimes we'd sing hymns till bedtime. And I remember they said they, as they came up, it was a little old hill we called the graveyard hill. There was a graveyard on the upper end of our place, and we always called it graveyard hill. And as they came up over that hill, they heard us singing. I don't remember what the hymn was, but we were singing hymns anyway. And Mr. Tarver said, "I bet we can spend the night there." So they drove up and hollered and asked about spending the night. And Mama was just like she is today. She was a little suspicious. She said, "Oh no, Sam, they're strangers. Let's don't take them in." And Papa wasn't the person to turn anybody away. So he told them to come on in. And he took their horse and put it up in our barn and fed it. And Mama, whatever was left from supper, she gave him supper. Wasn't much, don't suppose. Because we about ate everything up when we were growing up. But anyway, she fixed them some supper. And they went to bed upstairs, I remember. In this room, not finished up up there. But anyhow, they spent the night with us. And the next morning, they tried to pay my father for spending the night. And he wouldn't take anything. He never would. He never charged anybody. And I remember they gave my brothers, the two smaller ones, 50 cents apiece. Yeah. Now we're going to have to